Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 1st. Happy New Year. Relax, enjoy yourself, and watch some football. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light snow, and it feels like 20 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for some snow flurries early today, with a chance of scattered snow showers before mid-morning, then mostly sunny skies at a high near 30, with a breezy west wind up to 16. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 14 and a west wind gusting up to 28. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be just after 8:30 with a low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 39 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 27 and a west wind of around 10 mph. A slight chance of snow arrives after midnight into Saturday and again late Sunday into Monday, with overnight lows in the upper teens to low 20s and highs around 30 on Saturday and Sunday, before dropping back to near 27 Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, New Hampshire is phasing out vehicle safety inspections, which is causing a stir in Massachusetts, where annual inspections are still mandatory. While inspections will remain required through January 31st, drivers must still secure their 2025 sticker. Concerns have been raised about safety and environmental impacts, as some believe that there should be some kind of regulation to prevent unsafe vehicles on the road. Mechanics emphasize that inspections often reveal serious issues that drivers may overlook, including rusted frames and failing brake lines. As New Hampshire moves forward, residents in Massachusetts are divided on whether to follow suit. Now on to sports. In Orlando, Florida, Texas coach Steve Sarkisian was uncertain what to expect in the Citrus Bowl without 9 starters due to injury or the transfer portal. However, he was thrilled to see Christian Carter and Calic Lockett make significant contributions in a 41-27 victory over Michigan. Quarterback Arch Manning was pivotal, throwing for 221 yards and rushing for 155 yards. Scoring 4 touchdowns total. Manning's explosive 60-yard run clinched the game, leading Texas to a 10-win season. Michigan, meanwhile, faced challenges with a new coach and recent controversies, finishing the season at 9 wins and 4 losses. And today, we have an action-packed slate of games. Starting at 12 Eastern, No. 5 Oregon takes on No. 4 Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl on ESPN. Next at 4 Eastern, No. 9 Alabama takes on No. 1 Indiana in the Rose Bowl on ESPN. And at 5 Eastern, No. 6 Ole Miss takes on No. 5 Georgia in the Sugar Bowl on ESPN. In local sports, David Pastrnak had 2 goals and an assist as the Bruins closed out the calendar year with a much-needed 6-2 victory over the Edmonton Oilers on Wednesday night. Hampus Lindholm and Elias Lindholm each contributed a goal and an assist for the Bruins, who snapped a 6-game losing streak. Jeremy Swayman was solid in net with 34 stops for the win. Zach Hyman and Jack Roslovic scored for the Pacific Division leading Oilers, who have lost 2 of 3. Pasternak was one of 5 players with more than 100 regular season points in the 2025 calendar year. Up next, the Bruins face the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday. In top news, Miami stunned Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, reaching the college football playoff semifinals. Keontae Scott returned an interception 72 yards for a touchdown, while Carson Beck threw a scoring pass, leading number 10 Miami to a 24-14 victory. The Hurricanes, with a record of 12-2, have now won 2 playoff games to secure a spot in football's Final Four. Coach Mario Cristobal's team will face either number 3 seed Georgia or 6 seed Ole Miss in the semifinals on January 8th. This victory marks a significant moment for Miami as they seek their first national title since 2001. In business news, the tiny Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan has made a remarkable shift towards cryptocurrency, transforming its economy and reducing poverty rates. Since diversifying into Bitcoin, the percentage of people living in poverty has decreased from 28% in 2017 to 11.6% in 2022. Bhutan now holds a stash of cryptocurrency worth $1.3 billion, which is around 40% of its gross domestic product. The government has launched a national digital identity system using blockchain technology and a nationwide cryptocurrency payment system for tourists. Bhutan is positioning itself as a hub for innovation, aiming to attract the world's best minds. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is unchanged at $3,000. And XRP is down 2% to $1.83. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. For the first time ever, the colossal squid might have shown its secret face. Did cameras finally spot the ocean's most elusive monster? Although it is the largest invertebrate species in the world, scientists have never glimpsed the colossal squid, Mesonychotuthis hamiltoni, in its natural habitat. A nonprofit ocean research team named Colossal may have finally spotted a juvenile colossal squid as it traversed the waters around Antarctica. If true, this would be the first video of its kind. The team captured this footage by rigging a deep-sea camera to a polar tourism vessel. Finding verified footage of a colossal squid remains extremely challenging. And in entertainment news, in the Peacock thriller, The Copenhagen Test, Simu Liu portrays Alexander Hale, an intelligence analyst whose brain has been hacked. The series follows Hale, who works for an organization called The Orphanage, dedicated to overseeing United States intelligence. Although the series explores interesting themes, such as loyalty and integrity, its complicated plot becomes overwhelming. The character struggles with health issues while competing for a promotion, leading to a convoluted narrative. Despite its potential, The Copenhagen Test fails to deliver a gripping experience, ultimately losing momentum and interest among viewers. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.